Registered Democrats in Florida's House District 55 can vote in a special primary election on March 25th to replace Representative Frank Peterman Jr. The three Democrats who are vying for this seat spoke at the Suncoast Tiger Bay Club in St. Petersburg this afternoon. They are Charles McKenzie, Daryl Rousson, and Ernest Williams. But things got personal between two of the candidates after Williams, a current member of the St. Petersburg City Council, used almost three of his seven allotted minutes to attack Rousson's record.
He talked an awful lot about his drug use, especially his use of illicit drugs. That is a violation of his oath of office. He's been arrested on more than one occasion, which is also a violation of his oath of office. So he was actually fined by the Bar Association and required to take an ethics class. That is a little bit about Mr. Rousson. Now, in addition to that, he's now a Democrat. Not so very long ago in this same building, he proclaimed that he was a Charlie-Crist Republican.
The bad blood between the two candidates even caused a brief interruption of the program when Rousson asked Williams to stop talking to him during an introduction by moderator Del Fields.
Tigers.
Don't you listen to the man instead of talking to me?
Here, please.
Rousson, who is currently a member of the Florida Taxation and Budget Reform Commission, told WMNF that he wasn't surprised by Williams' attack.
He's a resentful, petty person, and he spent 4 minutes just trying to attack me on everything that he could attack me on, hoping that something would stick. I was told previously that that's his M.O. of political operation, and I saw it firsthand today. It's not about me. It's not about him. It's about what can we do for the people. This race is about the people. It's about the issues. It's really about the issues. But he wanted to make it a personal character attack. And I got thick skin, and the people will see through that.
But Williams said he was just accurately reflecting Rousson's record.
I didn't think it was petty. He didn't deny anything that I said. So we let the people make a decision. When you look at somebody who does not pay their taxes, but yet they're going to tax you, I don't think that's petty, do you? Most people would not think that's petty. You know, when you look for somebody, I think ethics is a very important issue. When somebody has been certainly reprimanded by their association, by the Bar Association, do you think that's petty also?
Avoiding the fray between Williams and Rousson was Reverend Charles McKenzie Jr., a peace and social justice activist who has been the statewide coordinator for Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition for 12 years.
I'm concerned about education and youth, of course, because that's my forte. I'm also concerned about property taxes, and I'm concerned about insurance reform. I'm concerned about the environment, all the way from the gypsum stacks at Piney Point to retention ponds that are dumping toxic waste into our underground aquifers. I'm concerned about all of that. I'm concerned about health insurance. I'm concerned about public safety.
District 55 lies in parts of four counties, Pinellas, Hillsborough, Manatee, and Sarasota. McKenzie, who ran for Congress against Katherine Harris in 2002, says it's gerrymandered to be a predominantly African-American and Democratic district.
It's a district that was put together during the time that Katherine Harris was the Secretary of State. And there were four districts that were part of this package deal that was kind of a backroom thing that was put together by Republicans and Democrats. And they were an effort to create what were called safe districts, because 80% of the Democrats in this district are African American.
Frank Peterman Jr. stepped down from his House seat because he was appointed head of the Florida Department of Juvenile Justice by Governor Charlie Crist last month. Peterman had been elected in 2000 and was set to lose his seat this fall to term limits. Peterman has endorsed Rousson, who said there needs to be more corporate involvement in public education, and blamed the two major political parties for his switching between them.
They need to stop recruiting people. The Democratic and the Republican parties need to stop recruiting people and need to let people stay whatever they are for life.
Rousson questioned whether Williams, who is an insurance agent and called for deregulation of insurance, could be trusted to solve the insurance crisis. The three candidates were asked questions about human rights for transgendered persons, taxes, and the Tampa Bay Rays stadium proposal. Williams, who has been endorsed by State Senators Arthenia Joyner and Tony Hill, told WMNF it would be up to the citizens whether the Rays get their wish to get a new, taxpayer-funded stadium.
I'm not in support of any taxpayers' money being used to support this new development. I think the people should make a decision as to what they want to do in terms of support for this, and I think that will happen.
McKenzie said he has been endorsed by the local groups of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers and Progressive Democrats of America, in addition to the former mayor of Sarasota, Carolyn Mason, and Sarasota County Commissioner Paul Mercier, both Republicans. He weighed in on publicly funded sports stadiums.
In too many of our cities across the country, there are two prominent new sites, a new ballpark and a new prison. It's a part of the prison industrial complex that is rampant in our country. Taxpayers' money to redevelop this site is a major issue.